to the Boulder City Podcast. Today we're doing another in our series of podcasts with candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're doing this in cooperation with Boulder City Social, and in light of the lack of public forums during the pandemic, we hope these podcasts will help Boulder City voters make up their minds on who to vote for in the upcoming April 6th election. Today we welcome longtime Boulder City resident Cokie Booth, who has filed to become a candidate. And Cokie, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for coming.
Thank you, and thank you, Roger, for giving me the opportunity to do this, too, because with COVID, it's kind of hard to get out there.
Exactly,
so I really appreciate it, and thank you.
Well, that was what Gene and Tina and I were discussing. You know, we can't have the public forums. I know the Boulder City Community Alliance, which had previously held forums, said they're not going to do it. So we hope these series of podcasts will help people understand what the positions are, the candidates are. So let's start with a little bit of your background. Why do you think that qualifies you to become a member of City Council in Boulder City?
Well, I'm going to give a little bit of my background, and I'm going to go back to birth just about.
Okay.
My grandfather is from Italy, mm-hmm. and he migrated over here. And one of the things that he always believed in is working hard and giving back. Mm-hmm. And then my dad kind of was the same way. We always gave back to the community. So I always have felt and feel like this community has been so wonderful to me that I want to give back to the community.
Sure.
So I've done it in a lot of various different ways. I've been a planning commissioner for 13 years. I also served the state of Nevada as on the board of cosmetology for 8 years.
Okay.
I'm president of the Doodlebug. I did a community information show for many years, mm-hmm. so businesses could come and talk about their business and air it on TV. So I just feel like I've served my community. I love serving. It's in my DNA, and I feel so passionate about Boulder City that I just really, truly want to serve for that reason, is that I feel like I can give back and I have the knowledge by some of the other positions that I have served in.
Okay, great. So, you know, you explained you have the passion and why you want to be a council member, but it's a difficult position. It's, you know, the pay isn't great, and it's long hours, a lot of reading, a lot of preparation. Do you think you're up for that?
Well, on the cosmetology board and the planning commission both, that was all the same thing, reading, because you've got to know the questions you need to ask the person. You need to listen to both sides and then give a ruling. So I feel like especially those committees would help me as a city council person. And then some of the other volunteer positions that I've done, like with the Boys and Girls Club and Doodlebug and stuff like that, that's working with people. And being a city council person, that's working with people and listening to what they have to offer to you. And I need to take that in.
Okay, great. Let's get into some of the issues now. I guess one of the biggest issue in the last election was the slow growth ordinance. That seemed to be the previous administration wanted to expand that. The current administration now wants to keep it the way it was. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand that it's the law. There is mm-hmm. no growth. We can have, 120 homes a year built? Mm-hmm. We don't even have 120 lots.
Right.
And if a developer comes in, we have a couple of lots or parcels of land mm-hmm. where a developer could come in, but they can only build 30 homes a year. And so far, nobody's wanted to develop those parcels. I don't see anything in the future. But basically, we have a law until that's changed.
Right.
That's the way it is.
And would you support changing it if there was a reason to?
You know, I'd have to think about that mm-hmm. and have to hear the details prior to
right.
before I'd want to change that.
Okay, well, the city's fiscal strategy at this point is very confusing. What would you like to see the city do? You know, cut costs to keep taxes level or raise taxes to provide services for citizens?
And that's confusing to me, too, because financially we're fiscally sound. So mm-hmm. why would you need to raise taxes?
Right.
There's been some conversation about the utility fund, mm-hmm. taking money out of the utility fund and putting it into the operating expense. So if we're physically sound, why do we need to do that? And I just believe that we shouldn't be taking money out of the utility fund for operating expenses. We should be living within our budget
sure.
that we have there, and that's for the city council to figure out how to live within that budget. The utility fund, if we have excess funds in there, at any point in time, that should go back to the citizens and keep our power rates down and our water rates down for the citizens, because we have so many seniors in Boulder City that struggle with their utility bills. So
sure.
That's my thought.
Now, you know, there's a lot of talk that the utilities need to be upgraded, that the, you know, previous city administrations had kind of ignored those necessary upgrades, and now it's kind of at a critical stage. Do you believe it should be all tackled at once, or you know, we should really look into it a little more to find out, you know, what exactly is a problem?
Well, I think you should look at it a little bit better, exactly what is a problem. I've seen them doing a lot to the utility, so I'm not aware of what needs to be upgraded. I'd have to really sit down and with somebody. I know they put the power lines down towards the lake to have a complete loop there, mm-hmm. because they were afraid somebody was going to die if they didn't have power that way. But I don't see the need for it right now, and I'd have to have somebody really sit down and explain that to me, because it seems like we've been going along, we've been making repairs, so what really truly does need to be repaired? It could be something with our sewage that I'm not aware of,
Okay, great.
To be honest with you.
So the city runs, you know, several businesses, you know, especially the golf courses, and that goes back many years at this point, you know, even to the development of Boulder Creek. You know, recently the city has been taking over some of the hangars now at the airport and gotten into the business of leasing them. They took over the fuel services at the airport. Do you agree with that way the city's going and kind of getting into private businesses?
Absolutely not. I don't think the city belongs in private business. I think that private businesses should be doing that. The city works for all of the citizens. Mm-hmm. So when you take over a business, then you're not working for all of the citizens. You're actually competing against citizens. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe that at all.
Okay. So the golf courses are owned by the city. They give contracts for the maintenance of the golf mm-hmm. courses. Would you support maybe the sale of the golf courses to a private entity, or do you think the way they're running now is sufficient?
That you would have to look at in financially, how would mm-hmm. it affect the city? What could we do there? I would just like to say, being with the Boys and Girls Club, I held many fundraisers at both of the golf courses. They have private individuals running those golf courses, and they do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. They always were very helpful. Everybody loved the greens out there, especially at the new golf course. I have so many compliments on that. So I think the way they're being ran now by individuals, I don't think the city should be running them. I think we need to manage somebody. It would make sense if they wanted to sell them along the line, and that's what the citizens wanted to do. I don't think we could sell without the citizens' approval, because it's over an acre. Mm-hmm. So I think the way they're going now is fine, as long as the city's not maintaining them.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the hangars at the airport. They've taken over the first group of hangars whose leases have expired, but there's still the vast majority of them where there's still leases going on. Do you agree with what the city has done, taking over the leases and becoming basically the landlord there?
Again, I don't. I don't think we should be in private business mm-hmm. as a city. I think with the hangars, I've been here so long that hangars. And I think a lot of the people that bought into those thought that their leases were going to be renewed. Mm-hmm. I know they signed a contract saying they weren't, but I think they thought in their heart of thought they were going to work that out with the city.
Right.
The city really wanted them to build those hangars because they were struggling to keep the airport going. And I think now the city really needs to sit down with everybody and come up with a situation where it's a win-win for them, that maybe they increase their lease, what they pay for their lease, and they get to keep the hangar. It needs to be resolved with the pilots, because the pilots are the ones that really use it. And a city shouldn't be owning something like that, I don't believe.
Okay, great. So, you know, in the past, the city has been friendly to small businesses, but there have been some contentious issues when it comes to permits and things of that nature. How do you think the city should approach small business?
Well, being a small business owner, mm-hmm. I think it should be us instead of them against us.
Right.
And I can just tell you, sometimes now with the highway corridor where I have my business, we've kind of been the stepchildren down there. Nobody mm-hmm. paid attention to us or anything like that. And I think, really, nobody would want to come to Boulder City if we didn't have downtown Boulder City where you could go sit out and have that wonderful ambiance of a small town atmosphere and have lunch or something like that. So we need to work with small businesses to make things better for them and try to come up with a solution, not this is the way it is or else,
right.
but how can we work together?
Right. Well, it was encouraging to see the Browder building being reopened with the two businesses in there, and hopefully that'll be a way to move forward.
And the company store, I mean,
that's
another new one that came in. It's really kind of vitalized downtown. Milo's is new with that Two Willys there,
that's right.
too.
Yep.
So it's really freshened up, and
sure.
I think we need to keep it looking that way.
Okay, great. So, unfortunately, during the pandemic, we've had to cancel a lot of the citywide events. But those events are very successful for the town. They bring a lot of people in. Should we encourage even more citywide events on a regular basis?
I don't have a problem with it myself. And I know that there's some great citywide events that we have, like Art in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
That helps the hospital. That's how we stay alive
right.
and have that small hospital here mm-hmm. in town. Rotary has Worst Fest that we all love going down there and bidding and dancing at nighttime
yeah.
out in the street. I think it's great opportunities for Boulder City, and it brings in a lot of funds to help us do things that otherwise we couldn't do. So
mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely for that type of thing.
Great.
We want people to come visit and then go home and just leave us a little cash.
Sure. Okay, great. So since the last mayoral election, we've had a complete turnover of uh-huh. city council.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new council, brand new mayor. Do you agree with the way the current council has been overseeing the city?
What I see with the current council is a problem is that they all belong to the alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only seeing one opinion, one view is all they seem to be listening to. And I think when you have just one option, it makes it kind of difficult to understand other people and things like that. So I have a problem with them being all of the same alliance and abiding by that. I would like to see a little more diversity.
Okay. How about the policies of Mayor McManus? Are you concerned about them? You support them?
Well, some of the policies that I was not in support of is when the elections happened
mm-hmm.
and we had two people come up and he decided all in wanting to save money that he was going to appoint instead of taking, we just had an election, why not take the top two that the
right.
citizens had voted in?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he took the president of the alliance group, brought her in, and then the mother of another alliance member and brought her in. So it ensured that all five of the people up there were part of the alliance
okay.
group. So I didn't think that was very good policy, and I think that then that was all in trying to save money for the city. He didn't want to spend the $30,000 for the election, and then he goes and fires the city manager and the city attorney at a cost far more than the $30,000. So those policies, I think they're kind of conflicting,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they were good policies.
Okay. So if you were on council, you would be an independent voice then. You wouldn't, you would weigh all the aspects of anything that's before the council and not just follow what the mayor wants you to do.
And as a planning commissioner, I think most, if anybody's watched that, they know that I am an independent voice. I try to do my homework
mm-hmm.
and listen and voice my opinion on the facts that are before me.
Okay, great. So Boulder City is a great historic town. We have a lot of historic buildings. There's a historic commission that evaluates the buildings, but there's not a lot of teeth in that commission. When they tore the hospital down a few years ago, that was the first hospital in Boulder City, and it just went away overnight practically. Do you think there needs to be more enforcement of historical buildings in Boulder City?
Well, being in real estate, you're getting into two different
right.
things here.
right.
One are buildings that are owned historically by the city. Absolutely, the city should have full control of those, and they should be maintaining and taking care of those. When they're privately owned, it's a different story, because who goes and buys that building and who takes care of that building?
Mm-hmm.
Can you force somebody? Those are all questions.
Sure.
One of the things that I thought that might work for, especially like Birch and Ash in the historic downtown area, that they form like a homeowners association and start putting their homes under that homeowners association. And those homeowners come up with the rules that they would like to live by as far as keeping things historic looking. Because I would hate to see that we had so many rules on private property that only the rich could buy those historic homes.
Right.
Or what happens to the little old grandma or grandpa that can't afford to maintain it to the standard that commission wants it to be?
Sure.
What do we do with them? Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of issues there that you can't just say yes or no, but I really think that it might be a good idea to start a homeowners association within the Historic Society and start letting those people, because I know a lot of them would like to do that, to add it on to their property so that there were some conditions on their property.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the pandemic. The city has been very strict when it comes to opening up restaurants and things of that nature under the governor's guidelines. On the other hand, there's been a lot of other Nevada towns and counties that have said we can take care of our own citizens, our own businesses. Do you believe that Boulder City has handled this pandemic the way it should be?
Well, I'm a believer in we can take care of our own and we know what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think if your underlying condition, you know you're going to mask up and be extra careful.
Sure.
If you're younger and that I just don't believe that. I believe the citizens should be telling us how we should handle the pandemic, and I think the businesses should be able to handle it and stay open, because they're not going to have clients if they've got problems.
Sure. Right.
Or they're not going to have customers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like we should be a little bit more open.
Okay. So one last question. How do you think you can contribute to a better future for Boulder City and its residents?
Through my passion.
Yep.
And my love for Boulder City. I absolutely love, love, love this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I love giving back to my community. It's just kind of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, Cokie, good luck in the election, and thanks for stopping by. And hopefully people will read this and be swayed one way or the other toward your position. So thank you for coming by.
And thank you for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity.